Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Montrina, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show. Every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I kind of want to start this show just a real way. You know what I'm saying? I promised to only give you me, the real me. And so a long time ago, Ramaya Trask in the building, what's up, my G? Appreciate the badge love. One of my friends told me about this thing. Where he was like, yo, there's something called like the happy sad, like a happy sad syndrome, like not syndrome, but he just talks about life. And he's just like, you know, part of life is just accepting, part of life is just accepting the ups and downs. You know what I'm saying? When he said that, he's like, you know, life is about balance. So that's why I had this J beat on, because I always remember, like, anytime I'm going through something, right? So if you know this from American Gangster, right? It's dope. But there's a line that he says on this track that I always kind of keep in my head, right? And he's like, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. As long as you stay the same, it'll come back around. All right. And I always remember that. I don't know why. That was just one of those things that just kind of stuck in my head. And the reason why it stuck in my head was because I feel like, you can't ever get too high, right? You know what I'm saying? Like you can't ever get too high, because if you get too high and you fall, the fall, you know what I'm saying? The fall could kill you. You know what I'm saying? And then you don't want to stay too low, because if you stay too low, there's not enough air down there. You know what I'm saying? And if you stay too low, the lack of air, right? The stress, whatever that dark place is, that it'll suffocate you. You know what I'm saying? It's like you always want to stay balanced, right? You always want to stay balanced. You never want to go so high that the fall will kill you, but you don't want to stay so low. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to stay so low that staying so low that you get suffocated and kill yourself. You know what I'm saying? And so in everything that you just want to be balanced. For privacy reasons, I won't say exactly, but a good friend of mine, like a very close friend, this is my sister, you know what I'm saying? I know her husband was going through some stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, you know, and ripping and running, I was like, all right, cool. Let me just check in. Let me just make sure everything is cool, you know? And so in checking in, she told me how, like, her husband passed away, you know? And I was like, damn. And it was hard though. It was tough to even kind of hear that, because for a couple of reasons. So number one, it's someone I love dearly. You know what I mean? Somebody who's you know, been a friend, you know, always been solid, been a good friend, you know. And, you know, I mean, we're young, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're young, like, you know what I'm saying? And so to kind of hear that, especially, you know, especially after this weekend, you know what I'm saying? Like I had, you know what I mean? Like, my weekend was great. You know, I was surrounded by love all week. You know, like no complaints, you know, whatsoever, you know what I'm saying? No complaints whatsoever. You know, business is good. Family is good. You know, the right combination of everything, business partner, everything, the right combination, everything is flowing. Everything is flowing. Everything is clicking. And it's always, this thing though, right? This balance, you know what I'm saying? This balance in life where, you know, you get to this point and you start, you know, I say this to say this. I know I always tell y'all, like, tomorrow's not promised. You know what I'm saying? I tell you tomorrow's not promised all the time because that's just what it is. Like, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what it is. Tomorrow's not promised. And I could almost tell you for sure, right? I could tell you for sure that it was not anything that was expected. Like this, like when I tell you that this death was so sudden, there was nothing. It was no sickness. It was nothing that could trace back to this would happen. You know what I mean? And you know, it's one of those things though, right? It's one of those things that you know, whatever you believe in, you know, whatever you believe in, if you believe that God knows best, then God knows best. You know what I'm saying? And I get it, man. I get it that sometimes there's like, you know, there's things that happen that might make you question God. Like, damn, God, like, why this? You know what I'm saying? But it, you know what I'm saying? It's like one of those things where you just like, man, like, you know, you God knows best. You know what I'm saying? Like, God knows best, man. And so I just wanted to say that. And you know, it's like a weird space, you know what I'm saying? It's a weird space, especially now though, for me, it's a weird space to be in because normally, there is this level of sadness and for me, you know, I'm you know, there's a level of sadness, you know, there's a level of sadness anytime somebody like loses their life or loses a loved one or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? But there's also like a level of, again, a level of just understanding, like, you know, I think Wayne Dyer said this, there's a difference between knowing God or understanding God and knowing God, right? There's like a difference. You know, it's one of those things where like once you like know God, like when you are of God, when you're that, you just know, you know what I'm saying? Like everything is God's plan, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? So let's start the show with that because you know, I promise you when I tell you see, I keep seeing this 111. I just see 111 again. Hold on, I'm gonna take a picture because I've been trying to hold on, it's just when I see angel numbers, I'll be like trying to tell my wife I see angel numbers. So I just want to take a picture of it. You know, so I'm just saying this to say this. Let me just say this, right? You know, let me just say this. Is maximizing your full potential, right? Maximizing your full potential is very important, right? It's very important to maximize your full potential. And the reason why it's important to maximize your full potential, because you just never, you never know. You never know when your time is up. You know what I'm saying? You never know when your time is up. And when God call you back home, when God says you've done a good job and it's time to go, you want to make sure that you had maximize your full potential. You know what I'm saying? You want to make sure that you maximize your full potential. You want to make sure, you want to make sure that you left it all on the table. So we're going to start here.
Sometimes you need to get knocked down before
we're gonna start here. God's plan.
To really figure out what your fight is.
Yep.
And how you need to fight it.
So prayers for my sis, man. Just prayers for my sis, man. Because I know,
to activate the real
it's a tough time for her right now.
That God predestined inside of you. God says to Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hear me well on this day. This day when you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education. You would rather find purpose than a job or career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose. When God has something for you, it doesn't matter who stands against it. If it's meant for you, God will move someone that's holding you back away from a door and put someone there who will open it for you. I don't know what your future is, but if you're willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Press on with pride and press on with purpose and appreciate what God has brought you through.
You are now listening to MindRightRadio.com, the only place to get inspiration and motivation all day, every day.
Talk to God often, even if you're not perfect. Just talk to him every day. You don't have to be in the same faith I'm in, or you ain't got to call God the same thing I call. But listen to me, you do have to call him, though. It's not gonna make your life easy. Faith don't make it easy. Faith makes it possible. All you want is the strength to get through your life.
Yep.
On the days that I feel like I'm not gonna make it, on the days that it feels like I can't endure anymore, I think back on my track record for surviving all my bad days. And so far, surviving all my bad days, my track record is 100%. It ain't about the money. I know a lot of very, very rich people that's miserable, not happy at all. I can bet you most of you are happier than most of the people I know. And I know some very, very wealthy people. And money don't make you happy. It helps you through a lot of situations. You know the only thing about money? Money takes all emergencies and turns them into mere inconveniences. That's what money does. Money gonna change your life a little bit, folks. All of you gonna get more, but you gotta ask for it. But if that's your desire to get more of it, you gotta ask God for it. If you wanna be happy or successful, you gotta ask God for it. Most people don't have the life of their dreams because you don't ask God for it. You have not because you ask not. up your ask, he will up his give. If you change what you ask God for, he immediately changes what he gives to you. You don't need an education to be successful. I flunked out of school. What God has for you, quit tying it in education. People kill me. I know people got 2 degrees finna go back to school and get another. If you got 2 of them that ain't working for you, why would you go get another one of them? I know people that's mastered and PhD'd up, ain't even working. You don't need that. I'm telling you, man, your whole success is tied in your relationship to God. You can simplify this by getting in touch with your creator. That's your key, man. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just got to quit tripping while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way. And you're going to be okay with it. But quit tripping during the process. Oh, Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh, Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh, Lord, why I lose my job? You ain't the only one unemployed. Pull yourself together and quit tripping because you in the process. God is processing you. He ain't through with you. If he was through with you, you would not wake up in the morning. He gonna fix it. Everything is wrong. First of all, let me tell you this right here. Why are you tripping? Everything that's happening to you is God is processing. Every difficult moment you're having, he just processing. That's all he's doing. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. And if you need to be tough when you get to where you're going, then he gonna toughen you. If you got to be more caring along the way, he gonna let you have some trials come your way that's gonna have to produce that in. See, the route you on right now is the route you got to take.
You gotta take
and
the
it's
route.
Very uniquely yours.
It's uniquely yours.
This thing
yours.
You going through, this just uniquely yours. Man. You just gotta understand, you ain't the only one. Whew. You ain't the only one going through it. Now, in the order that it's going.
Y'all's crazy though, because I feel like, you know, again, I feel like that's just how, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, you know, like, that's just how God works. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be able to just take it, take the, it's not even, you know, like I don't even really believe good and bad. You know what I'm saying? Because I was about to say, like, yo, you got to take the good with the bad, but it's not even really taking good with bad. You know what I'm saying? Because there can't be, you know what I'm saying? Like everything is working for your greater good. And you know, I could kind of speak, you know, personally about, like, even, you know, when I lost my mom, you know, that was like one of the toughest parts of my, like, toughest things I've ever went through in my life. And it was tough, you know what I'm saying? It was tough, but, leaning on God and just kind of like, you know, get into that space and just understanding, like, yo, God knows best. You know what I'm saying? God knows best. And accepting that, you know, that, like, that's just part, you know, that's part of the process. Cause we're all gonna die, though. We're all gonna die. And I think that, you know, there's this, like, when you're ready for it, when you're like ready, like, ah, it's about to happen, and that's one thing. But when you're not, you know what I'm saying? When it's not even, not even ready, like when stuff happens suddenly or some stuff that you weren't prepared for, and I don't think you're ever gonna be ready, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, but, you know, that's just the process, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to harp on that, because I, you know, this is not, you know what I'm saying, like my heart and feel, you know, like you know, I'm with her, you know what I'm saying? Meaning that, you know, I'm praying for her strength, for her family. But I don't want y'all to miss the message. What I'm saying is it's less about death and more about living, right? Death to me, and this is just how I take it, death to me is a reminder to live, right? When I hear someone has died, right? When I hear that someone has died, when I hear that, you know, someone has, and I'm even gonna say die, right? Because that's always been my message. You know what I'm saying? My message has always been that it's not, you cannot die, right? If you leave it on the table, it's actually not possible for you to die. When somebody transitions, right? When somebody transitions, anytime I hear of a transition, it is a reminder to me how blessed I am to be on this earth right now. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a reminder to me. You know, it is a reminder to me, you know what I'm saying? Of the life. And so a lot of times, you know, people are prolonging life, right? Like to die, right? To die is actually inevitable. You know you're gonna die. And to live is a choice. You choose to live. So why not take a chance on the thing that you have a choice on? You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to die. That is a fact that you're going to die. But you don't know if you're gonna live, right? And so if there's something that you know for sure that's gonna happen, what are you doing? Are you waiting around until that happens? Or while you have this life, while you're living, while you have this breath in your body, are you going to commit? Right? Are you going to make a commitment? You know what I'm saying? Like are you going to choose life? Are you going to make a commitment to live? You know what I'm saying? Like what are we waiting for? Like, what are we waiting for? You know, what are we waiting for? I don't care what your circumstance is. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your status is. Everybody's gonna die. But not that, you know what I mean? What Drake said in Moment for Life, everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Everybody dies. But not everybody lives, right? Moment for Life. I promise you, I'm not coming here to try to make y'all sad or nothing like that. Like God knows best. I don't question God, right? But I do want to stress the urgency, right? I do want to stress the urgency, or not, and not even the urgency. Let me not even say that, because you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? You don't gotta do nothing. So let me take that back, right? Let me take that back. It ain't even about urgency. It is, are you going to make a choice? You know what I mean? Are you going to make a choice to choose life, to choose to live? You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna choose? Because the truth of the matter, like I said, this don't change, right? Truth of the matter is that this is your moment. You know what I mean? This is your moment. And are you willing to use your moment to create something that could outlive you, right? You know what I'm saying? Like are you committed to using the moment that you have? You know what I'm saying? Are you committed to using the moment that you have so that you can live forever? You know what I'm saying? You cannot die if what you create is forever. You know what I'm saying?
We are running out of time.
Running out of time, y'all.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
with the time you have left.
With the time you have left.
I say that if you don't reposition yourself,
you gotta reposition yourself.
You could miss the best time.
Right? Cause look, repositioning yourself is just really like, it's just really about leaving it all on the table. You know what I'm saying? Is leaving it on the table. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. You just don't know. You don't know when the time is up. But when God call you back, will God tell you you did a good job? You know what I'm saying? Like will you be rewarded for the good job you did? You know what I'm saying? IJ Nathaniel. Nah, it's fine. Ayana, thank you for the badge love.
We are running.
You run out of time, y'all. You playing with it. I don't know what you playing. I don't know. You playing with
what
it.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do with the time you got left?
I say that if you don't reposition yourself, you could miss the best time in this season. Because we have got to change the way we think. We have got to change the way we function. We have got to change the way we deal with issues. And the reason that you have to begin to reposition the way you think and the way you function and the way you feel is that we many times are stuck between the lines of limited thinking and limited people and limited ideas and limited philosophies. And there's something creative down inside of you saying, let
David Graham, appreciate the badge love.
You need to walk into a situation where you've been locked up and tied up and tangled up and say, let there be light, let there be healing, let there be books, let there be change in this city. You have tried 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different things. Each you worked on 90 days or so, and then said it doesn't work. How can you be a leader with a 90-day test? Of course it didn't work. You didn't stick to it long enough. You didn't fight hard enough. You didn't do what it took to win. And rather than to correct it and get it right, you walked away from it and tried something else. And for the last 10, 15 years of your life, you've been on the run from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, trying to make all this stuff work. Stop it. Stand still.
You have to have the courage to live with the pressure and the criticism.
Yo, you know what it is, and that's what I want to say though. It's pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like you, it's easy to do nothing, right? It's easy to do nothing, to be nothing, to have nothing. That's easy, right? It's easy to sit on the sidelines, right? But that's not the purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like your purpose wasn't for you to sit on the sidelines, right? That's not your purpose. It's easy to do nothing, be nothing, right? That's easy. You know what I'm saying? That's easy to do. But do you have the courage, or are you going to be a coward, right? Do you have the courage to bear yourself naked, right? Like to bear your soul. Like, y'all, yeah, promise you. You know what I'm saying? When I wrote this, man, it took me a while to put this out because I was like, yo, Ash, do you really want to bear your soul like this? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you really want to bear your soul? Like, do you really want to put all of your business out there? You know what I'm saying? Do you really want to do that? And the answer was no, though, to be honest with you, right? The answer was no. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want everybody in my business. I don't want everybody asking me questions. Like, I don't want to do that. But I just kept hearing God say, like, yo, you got, I need you to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like I just kept hearing God tell me, like, vividly, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, vividly. Like, yo, do this. You got to put this out, right? Put it out the right way, right? Don't cheat nobody. Tell everybody everything, you know? And it's like just one of those things, right? It's just one of those things that, do you have the courage, right? It takes courage to put yourself out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if anybody saw the last episode of Inside the Vault. That wasn't easy. That take courage to do that, right? Everybody you see out there who putting their life out, you know what I'm saying, to bless other people, that's courage. It's easy to do nothing. You know how easy it is to do nothing? You know how easy it is to be like, oh, I don't want them to criticize me, so I'm going to wait. Like you know how easy that is? All you got to do is do nothing. You could go to sleep. You could just chill. It's easy to do that. But it take another level of courage to be like, yo, you know what? I'm going to put my stuff out there with the chance that people may not like it, with the chance that there might be criticism, with the chance there might be ridicule, but nope, I'm going to listen. I'm going to do it.
New levels bring new devils.
New levels give new devils. You got
to
be tough.
You got to be tough to be able to stand it.
Yep.
It's tough for keeping your kids encouraged while you secretly worried to death yourself. It's tough for getting ready for a birthday and don't have a birthday gift. It's tough and not being able to get the light bill paid and the water bill paid. It's tough. But what do we do with these moments? Do we just have them and go back home and wait for the next one? Almost like junkies getting a fix or smokers smoking a cigarette? Are we just habitually addicted to moments without being able to take that moment and use it strategically to do something in our lives? You do not have to accept it the way it is. Somewhere down inside of you, there is creativity. We got to break out of the barriers and the limitations and get outside of the box. Something's about to happen in your life. You've got to take it one day at a time. And when you get to the end of the day, you say, I'm not finished, but I've done everything that I was supposed to do for that day, for that time, for that season. Your season is shifting. You will be able to do now in a way that you have never been able to do it before. You haven't sung your best song. You haven't preached your best sermon yet. You haven't thought your greatest thought. You haven't written down your greatest idea. You haven't framed your best frame. Maybe you have laughed your best laugh. You haven't had your greatest day yet. It's somewhere inside of you. You're a miracle looking for a place to happen. You have got all kinds of things locked up inside of you that are about to come forth. For such a time as this, the time is right, the stage is set, the conditions are in order, and something awesome is about to happen in your life. Don't let anybody tell you you're too young. Don't let anybody tell you you're too old. Don't let anybody tell you you're finished. Every day you wake up in the morning, it's a sign the best is yet to come. This is my moment, and I am determined to live it.
The mind is the battleground. The fight is in your mind. Are you ready for the next level? What are you going to do with the time you have left?
If you change your mind, if you change your life, Mind Right Radio. Inspiration and motivation 25/8. That's all the time. More than humanly possible. Elevation on another level.
Like what are you gonna do with the time you have left? And you know, just to end this on a high note, you know what I'm saying? Just to end this on a high note, you know what I'm saying? you gotta keep going. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep going. The fight is in your mind. The best is yet to come. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep going. You gotta keep going. You gotta keep pushing. You just have to. You just have to. Somebody's waiting for you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's waiting for you. You know, somebody's waiting for you to live your best life. Somebody's waiting for you to kind of just be everything that you're supposed to be. You got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? It's critical, right? It's critical. It's critical.
You are now tapped in and tuned in. MindRightRadio.com.
It's critical.
Tapped in and tuned in.
Listen,
elevation on another level.
Listen, you don't have time. I want you to know that. That's my message. It's critical. Ain't no time left on the clock.
You are now tapped in and
you don't have time. It's now.
MindRightRadio.com.
You gotta go now.
Tapped in and tuned in. Elevation you gotta on go another now. Level. Mind Right Radio.
You gotta go now. You gotta go now. You gotta go now. You have to.
Critical, ain't no time left on the
ain't
clock.
No time.
When it's your time, give them something to watch.
Yep.
I picked out the locks that I buy off the block, and I know I'm a gift, but I think got the box, and they want me to stop. But why would I stop? I am unstoppable.
No matter what, no matter what happens, you gotta keep going. You gotta keep going.
I don't jump, I die.
I need you to dive into it.
Hold up.
It's go time. Let's go.
Never take life for granted, because sometimes
don't take life for granted.
It don't
send a warning shot.
And if you're not who you're supposed to be, adversity is not gonna say, man, I'm gonna let you gather yourself and I'm gonna come back. Opposition is not gonna say, man, I'm gonna let you get your stuff together and I'm gonna be back. Like, I didn't know my life was gonna change on September the 9th. I was playing football, I was doing the thing that I love. I was 8 games away from the NFL, rejected top 30 draft pick. I went out and made a tackle and found myself in the emergency room that night fighting for my life. But my mother had nothing to worry about. They asked my mother, are you worried about your son? She said, I'm not worried about him at all because I know he's a survivor. What is that? And that leads me into why I keep this bucket with me. You know, a lot of people know I live by this thing called empty the bucket, right? And people like empty the bucket ain't got this cute slogan, empty the bucket. But they don't know at the foundation of what it really is. They don't know the accountability behind it. They don't know the responsibility behind it. Every day in my house, I got 3 buckets. I got a bucket when I wake up and I look in my bedroom, it's a bucket. I got a bucket in my office. I got a bucket in my weight room at my house. And what that bucket stands for me, that bucket means I have to give everything I got to everything I'm involved in. And it has nothing to do with the product, but more about my personal standard of excellence never changes. And it doesn't depend on the circumstances, it doesn't depend on the situation, and it never depends on a person. I have a personal standard of excellence for my life. I just believe I deserve to give my wife the best version of me. I just believe I deserve to give my kids the best version of me. I just believe the people that I'm of service to on this earth, I deserve to give them the best version of me. And so I take a personal level of pride in everything that I do, because I almost lost my life behind the game of football and God placed me on this path. And so now it's not even about me. Meaning, would you do what you do if the outcome wasn't attached to what you were doing? That's why I don't even get caught up with people that do things for money. I'm not impressed with how much money you make. You know the true level of wealth? You know the true measure of wealth? Is if they took all your money, what would you be worth then? I'm gonna say it again so you can catch it. This to everybody that's chasing that greenback, everybody that wants that dollar. If you got it, and they stripped you of it all, what would you still be worth? And if you don't have the things that the process creates, you won't keep it anyway. I wasn't quitting, I wasn't giving up, I wasn't stopping. That's not my pedigree, that's not who I am, and so I'm not even gonna entertain it. And I think the quicker you eliminate something, the quicker that you make up in your mind you're gonna get to the outcome. It's just like the Navy SEALs. It's just like the SEALs. That's why the SEALs are so bad. They make up in their mind before the mission that they're going to complete the mission. They make up in their mind before they set out on a mission, we are going to complete the mission, meaning if it does not kill me, if I get an arm injury along the way, a leg injury along the way, a feet injury along the way, if you do not kill me, you will not stop my drive. No petty adversity will not stop me. I have to complete every mission that I set out on. One of the greatest pieces of advice that my mother gave me was this: son, whenever you start, you make sure you finish. And the problem with the world is that people get involved with things, and if they don't like a certain person, if they don't like the process, if it's not what they thought it was, they quit. And what they don't understand about quitting becomes a habit that doesn't just affect you. Later on in life, when you get a wife, when you get some kids, or you get a family, it's going to come back to haunt you, and it will one day affect them. That is why I tell you the process is more important than the product. It's not even about the outcome for me. It's about, can you take pride in what you do as an individual, and every night when you look in the mirror, knowing that you gave everything you had to. And no money doesn't have to be attached to it. It's about learning to work from the inside out in life and not from the outside in. When you work from the inside out in life, you understand your why, you understand your how, and you understand your what. Life is going to see how bad you want what you say you want. And so if it's never a level of commitment to it, and what commitment is, commitment, people think commitment is just saying, yes, I'll do it, because the environment is right and it's cute. People get in certain environments, man, are you going to do it? Do you feel like doing it? Do you think it's right? Yeah, man, let's do it. It's cool. Let's do it. Let's do it, man. But what commitment is staying true to what you said you were going to do long after the mood that you have set it in has left. Meaning when you don't feel like getting up in the morning, you get your butt up in the morning, you do
get
it.
You get up anyway.
Meaning when you don't feel like sacrificing, you get your butt up and you sacrifice anyway. Meaning when you don't feel like being dedicated to it, you stay your butt dedicated anyway, because you understand what the process will go on to produce later on in your life. It's not about the outcome. Eliminate the outcome. And we have to get to the point where we're willing to impose our will on certain things. Impose your will on it. It's just as if you were facing an opponent. Impose your will on it. Life will give into you if it knows you're serious about whatever it is that you're trying to do. Life will give into you. When I went back to school, I had to learn how to write all over again with my left hand. I've been right hand dominant my whole life. You think the teacher came up to me and said, hey, I know you got a paralyzed right arm and you're learning how to write again. We're going to give you a little leverage. We're going to let you take your time on these 30-page papers. No. Inky, here's your 30-page paper. I need it by tomorrow. I had some great friends. I didn't have one friend that was about to knock out a 30-page paper for. I had to sit my butt in disability services and write that paper by myself. I had to learn how to tie my shoe all over again. I had to go up to people and say, man, can you help my roommates? Can you help babies, man? My life totally changed. And they gave me an opportunity to stop. And most people, when you give them an opportunity to stop while they're chasing something, they take advantage of it because they feel as if, man, why did this have to happen to me? I felt as if, why not me? This is the perfect opportunity to use this to be a blessing to somebody else. And you know what? It's not even about me, to be truthful. It's not even about me. Now it's about repaying the people that invested in me and saw something in me.
About you. Hold on. Let me stop this, though, because I don't want y'all to miss this, right? It ain't even really about you, though. You know what I'm saying? It's not even really about you. Like I said earlier, it's easy for you to do nothing. It's so easy for you to do nothing. But, like, I wish I would. I wish I would not do nothing. I wish I would waste all the sacrifices my mother made. I wish I would. I wish I would play myself and just be out here mediocre. When God saved me from so much, I wish I would. When I look at everything that could have happened that didn't happen, and I'm still here breathing, I wish I would play with my life. I wish I would. I wish I would. Like, I'm not playing. I'm in debt, yo. Like, a lot of y'all are in debt. You owe. You know how many sacrifices people made for you, and you here, you owe. How you shopping and you owe somebody money? How you looking for a new outfit? How you looking for a new outfit and you owe somebody money? How you out here partying and you owe money? You owe. You ain't in the black, you in the red. So how you out here chilling? How you out here with kicking your feet up, acting like people didn't sacrifice, acting like people didn't pour into you? Acting like people didn't spend their time investing in you so you could be better. I wish I would.
Myself, now this is the perfect time to give them a return on their investment. That's why I went on to get my master's degree. At a certain point in life, it can't just be about you. When do we get to the point where we start honoring the sacrifices that others have made for us? When do we get to the point where we say, Mom, I really appreciate those sacrifices you made for me, so I'm not quitting as a result of it? I guarantee you I'm coming out of Michigan State with a degree. I guarantee it. And it doesn't matter the outcome. It doesn't matter what I go through. I guarantee you, I went to my mother and I told her, I will never embarrass you. I will never quit because you sat in the park with me when I was 7 years old. So it's not even about me having a paralyzed right arm. It's not even that deep. The reason I wake up and live my life the way that I do, because I understand somebody is looking at me for my passion. Somebody is looking at me for my zeal. Somebody is looking at me for my energy. Somebody is looking at me every day to keep going, just like somebody is depending on each of you. It's not about you, man.
It's not about you.
Blessings don't come to you. Blessings flow through
you. They flow through you.
And the moment that you understand that, you will realize your existence is not just about you. There's a lot of people that paved the way for you to be in a position that you're in. Honor that. Have a certain level of pride in what you do. Take pride in what you do. If your last name is on something, you should operate a certain way. You should just do it just to do it. I don't understand how people do that. How can people get up and just go through the flow in life? How do people do that? Like, I can't do that. When I look at my son, I can't say, son, I just got up and I flowed through life today. And he looked back at me like, Dad, you just flow. No, I can't do that. I can't tell my wife, baby, I just flowed through life today. When I look at my wife, I tell her, no matter what happens in our life, no matter what we go through, you're going to be straight. You're going to be straight. You're going to be straight. You'll never have to worry about a thing. My kids will never see the life that I saw when I was a kid. I'm promising that. They're not seeing it right now. They will never see it because of who I am. And I understand who I am. And I know I'm a go-getter. When it boils down to it, I'm a go-getter. And I'm a flat-out going to get it. And nothing will not stop me from getting it. A lot of people, they have to be chasing something, or has to be a reward attached to it, or they seek some type of validation, or they need some type of encouragement, a pat on the back to say, man, you're doing a good job. What do you tell me I'm doing a good job or not? I'm going to give everything I got to everything I'm involved in, because that's just the way I'm cut. I'm going to give everything I got to everything I'm involved in, because that's the way I'm cut. You don't have to give me a reward for it. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's how I'm supposed to rock, and that's how I'm supposed to live my life. I don't need no reward. I don't need no cookie. Like I'm checking in the Hampton and you giving me a cookie because I'm checking in. No, I'm going to live my life a certain type of way because this is the standard of excellence that I should possess. Standard of excellence in everything that I do. It's not about the outcome. It's not about the circumstance. It's not about the situation. It's not about people. It's about me taking pride in what I do and having a certain standard of excellence. I could have worked at McDonald's. I guarantee you I would have been the best worker at McDonald's there was. I could have washed cars. I guarantee you, I'd have been the best car washer there was. That had nothing to do with the outcome. That's just how I'm cut. I'm going to go get it because I'm built for it.
Built for it.
Stop needing a reward for what you do. Stop seeking validation for what you do. If you set out and you say you're going to do something, do yourself a favor and don't lie to yourself. Because that is the worst thing that an individual can ever do. You think you lying to your peers, right? You think you lying to your mother. You think you lying to your teacher. You think you lying to your coach. At the end of the day, when you look in the mirror, you lying to you. Because that's your life. In 10 years from now, nobody can do anything for you. That's going to be the life that you created, not anybody else. The life that you created, you make your bed, you got to lay in. And the moment that we understand that, and every day we wake up, we understand that life is a blessing and life is a gift. And if you were to check out today, how would you want to be remembered? It's quicker than you. We have to elevate to that point where we keep that standard, we keep that expectation in everything that we do and understand that it's a lot bigger than us. Us doing everything that we do is a lot bigger than us, and we want to leave a legacy in everything that we do. People just want to be good. People just
leave
want
a legacy, y'all.
I don't look cute. I don't care
leave
about
a legacy.
Being cool. I think I care about being cool.
Leave a legacy.
Dying out here. This young black male is getting that life taken.
People are dying out here.
Depending on us out here in the world. I got care about being cool. I would rather somebody look at me and say, man, that cat came from the hood in Atlanta. His mother had him at 15. He came from a two-bedroom home, 14 people. He slept on the floor with roaches and rats. He missed meals at night. His mom got paralyzed while he was in college chasing a dream. He was 8 games away from the NFL. He almost lost his life. He was back in class the next week. He went on to get his bachelor's degree. He went on to get his master's degree. That's cool. That's who I want to be like. Because he never gave up. And I don't plan on giving up anytime soon. As a matter of fact, I'll go on record right now on tape to tell you I'll never give up.
Never.
Regardless of what may happen. because I'm chasing something different.
Chasing something different.
And it's not about the product, it's about the process.
It's about the process,
it's about
y'all.
Me understanding, me going at things a certain type of way, what it's going to build and instill within me that's going to sustain me for the rest of my life.
Rest of your life and beyond. So why would I stop? Man, yeah, I hope y'all get it. I hope you understand it's time to stop playing. I hope you get it. I hope you understand that it's time to go. You know what I'm saying? It's time to go. You don't got time. You do not have time. You do not have time. You do not have time.
Don't bring that back. Hip hop motivation on another level.
I don't know who told you have time, but you don't have time. We're gonna leave one more.
You got to live for legacy.
Look. You have to live for legacy, right? You got to live for legacy because here's the truth of the matter. Is that once you repay the people who invested in you by being the best you could be, by making sure that your last name matters.
You got to live for legacy.
You are now tapped in and tuned in. MindRightRadio.com.
Your last name is bigger than your first name. I don't care how you got your name, but you need to be living for your last name. Your first name is about you, but your last name is about us. You need to be living for your last name. McDonald's is a last name. Abercrombie and Fitch, last name. Armani is a last name. Baskin Robbins is a last name. Chrysler is a last name. Fisher Price, Gucci, Hennessy, Harley Davidson, Hilton, Honda, Kohl's, Kraft Foods, Lowe's Movie Theater, Marriott is a last name. Maybach is a last name. Nordstrom is a last name. Pillsbury is a last name. Porsche is a last name. Procter & Gamble, two last names. Rolls Royce, Charles Rolls, Henry Royce, last names. Turner Broadcast System, Ted Turner, last name. Versace, last name. Wells Fargo, Henry Wells, William Fargo, last name. Walgreens, last name. Wrigley's, last name. Welch's Grape Juice, last name. Here you are, you think you're buying a product. You are not buying a product, you're buying a name. You think you're wearing a product. Hey, look at this product. No, you're saying look at this family. And what you don't know is while you're making every family rich, you're making yourself broke. So you don't went to one family called Wells Fargo and got $200,000 so you can go to another family called Rolls Royce so you can give them money to get yourself a car so you can go back to the hood and see the Joneses and say, look at what I got. Meanwhile, Wells Fargo, that family's sitting up being rich, and Harley Davidson's and Rolls Royce are being rich, and the Joneses are sitting there holding up people's stuff saying, look at what we did and we broke. Versace, yeah, be quiet. You're saying somebody's family. That's a name. That's not a product. It is not a bag. Gucci, yeah, Gucci. Yep, you broke.
And Gucci is Gucci.
They good. They Gucci.
What if I told you that your blessing is attached to your name? That part of the reason why you're not wealthy yet is because you keep trying to make Yolanda wealthy. You keep trying to make Tasha wealthy. What if you made Johnson's wealthy? What if you started thinking about your kids? What if you started thinking about your legacy? What if God started dropping Canaan and opening up windows of heaven? Because now you're not just thinking about you. You're thinking kingdom. Legacy. There's power in your name. Power in your name. I'm here to let you know you are a curse breaker. You are not just getting married, you're breaking a curse. You are not just graduating from college, you're breaking a curse. You are not just getting out of high school, you're breaking a curse. You are not just saved, you're breaking a curse. And everybody around you is about to be blessed because of what God's getting ready to do in your life. I don't know what my name meant before I got here, but I know what it's going to mean before I leave. You got a legacy.
You got a legacy, and it's time to pass it on. Everybody in this room is going to leave a legacy. The question is, are you going to be intentional about the legacy you'll leave? Are you actually going to be intentional, or are you just going to let anything be passed down, anything be given to others on your behalf? Don't let it be so. The most powerful things in the world take time. Legacy takes time. Harvest don't shock a farmer. Harvest don't shock a farmer. When a farmer sees harvest, it's like, yep, because you sow seed, you sow seed, you sow seed. Before you know it, you just stumble on a blessing. And then you walk into another blessing. And then you walk into another blessing. And everybody else is saying you're lucky. Everybody else is saying, well, I can't believe that happened to you. Not the farmer. The farmer's saying, I'm not lucky. I know why this happened to me. It's because in December, I walked into some blessings, because in January, I was sowing some seed. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was arguing, I was sowing seed. When y'all was up in court, I was sowing seed. So don't get mad now, because I'm bumping into blessing everywhere I go. It is not an accident. I planned for this seed. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was arguing, I was sowing seed. When y'all was up in court, I was sowing seed. So don't get mad now, because I'm bumping into blessing everywhere I go. It is not an accident. I planned for this thing. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was arguing, I was sowing seed. When y'all was up in court, I was sowing seed. So don't get mad now, because I'm bumping into blessing everywhere I go. It is not an accident. I planned for this. I was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was playing around,
stop,
I was sowing
playing
seed.
Around.
When y'all was playing around, I was sowing
stop
seed.
Stop playing.
When y'all was playing around, I was sowing seed. When y'all was arguing, I was sowing seed. When y'all was up in court, I was sowing seed. So don't get mad now, because I'm bumping into blessing everywhere I go. It is not an accident. I planned for this thing. Not every harvest has to surprise you. There's some harvest you can say, yep, I sowed that, and I expected it, and I planned for this.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much for rocking with me. The Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to ashcashshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. What we doing? Wait, hold on. I gotta get my outro music together. Hold on one moment. Hold on. Let me get my outro music together. All right, let's go.
I manage my money wisely. I focus on my goals.
I appreciate the badge. Love y'all.
I'm building every day.
My self-worth and net worth. All right, y'all. Goodbye, Trash. Appreciate the badge love. Orlando, thank you for the badge love. The Don Oliver, thank you for the badge love. Miss Tiff 817, thank you for the badge love. Impress Bella, thank you for the badge love. It's Boney Ray, thank you for the badge love. Ayana Nathaniel, thank you for the badge love. I Stay Rich, thank you for the badge love. Butterfly Thoughts, thank you for the badge love. KP is riding vibes. Thank you for the badge love. Behind the Wheel Podcast. Thank you for the badge love. The Legacy Legacy Group. Thank you for the badge love. Shoe Solutions. Thank you for the badge love. Gorgeous 0401. Thank you for the badge love. Yeah, I appreciate y'all, man. We'll see y'all tomorrow in God's will. I'll see you tomorrow in God's will. Same time, same place. Peace. Peace. One more time. We're going to let it flow. We're going to let it flow one time. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. Blue Fox East, thank you for the badge love. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. My self-worth and net worth are... Yup. I like how that sounds. All right, peace, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Peace, 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 peace.
I'm talking about wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Baby, I got your money.